Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, January 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. While many of us quickly adjusted to working from home during the pandemic, it was a much steeper learning curve for school-aged children. They lost in-person interaction with their teachers and classmates, and a new study suggests that could have long-term financial effects.
K-12 students, on average, will become less educated, lower skilled, and less productive adults if these learning losses that occur during the pandemic are not addressed.
On today's show, our reporter Ben Chapman will be here to talk about the potential long-term financial impact of the pandemic on children. That's after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Haiku is the fastest and lowest cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high volume, high speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
The pandemic disrupted learning for students across the U.S., and a recent study says that could have long-term financial implications, costing those students in potential future earnings. WSJ reporter Ben Chapman reviewed the report, and he's here with more takeaways from it. Ben, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
So, Ben, the onset of the pandemic affected nearly all segments of the population, but what was the specific effect on children?
Basically, students lost out on instruction during the pandemic. Schools were closed for months at a time, and districts were ill-prepared to deliver lessons remotely. And while there was the loss in classroom time happening, students also dealt with a lot of trauma around losses of jobs, families moving, family members getting sick. So the overall impact was a big setback for young people.
So the effects on kids was studied by an economist at Stanford University. How were the learning gaps among children during the pandemic measured?
There is a federal exam called the National Assessment of Educational Progress. It is the gold standard in national academic metrics. And this federal exam was administered just before the pandemic and just after the pandemic sort of began to recede. And so this gave us a pretty clear before and after picture of students' math and reading skills. Broadly, the tests showed that students suffered historic, never seen before losses in reading and math. They lost decades of progress in both of those subjects.
So what specifically led to a decline in scores?
Students are taking longer to learn concepts this year. They require more tutoring, and they're struggling to engage in group activities. This is what's reported by teachers. During periods of remote learning, the quality of reading and math instruction suffered. And particularly in math, group lessons are often very important. The discussion of whys is important. And when it came to remote lessons, this type of instruction often found itself sort of relying on memorization and mimicry rather than a deeper understanding of the concepts beneath subjects.
How do the economists draw the line between lower test scores and future earnings?
The economists at Stanford who conducted this study found that K-12 students, on average, will become less educated, lower skilled, and less productive adults if these learning losses that occur during the pandemic are not addressed. In terms of their incomes, the economists found that the children impacted by the pandemic will earn 5.6% less over the course of their lives than they would have were they not impacted by the pandemic. And the mechanics behind how this calculation was conducted relied on studies over periods of years that were conducted nationally and internationally that showed linkages between academic proficiency and income levels.
Yeah, I want to ask you about those additional studies. Have we seen widespread learning loss on this scale before the pandemic?
We've never seen learning loss on this scale before, but we do often see losses in learning after natural disasters and interruptions to operations of school systems around the world. In particular, there was a period in Argentina between 1988 and 2014 where regional teacher strikes were so commonplace that primary students in parts of the country missed an average of 88 days of school over the course of their education. And based on what happened there, the economists in Stanford and other folks who are studying this are able to come to some conclusions about what might be happening in the United States.
What were the financial takeaways here of the Stanford University study? You know, the broader effects of this loss of learning.
The big picture number is $70,000, which is the amount on average that learning loss could reduce the lifetime earnings of children by if it's not addressed. And within that universe, it's important to note that lower achieving students were disproportionately impacted by the academic drops in the pandemic. So it's going to be a harder hit on lower performing students who probably would have been earning less in the first place. There is also a geographic effect happening. All the states did not score equally on the exams. In particular, there were students in Oklahoma, Delaware, and West Virginia who saw the largest declines on math exams and therefore may see the biggest economic hits from the disruptions experienced during the pandemic in schooling.
So how does this learning loss affect other areas of life beyond just lifetime income?
Well, the study found that learning loss leads to lower graduation rates and college enrollment, as well as higher rates of teen motherhood and higher rates of arrests in incarceration. Generally, students who score lower tend to attain less education and accrue fewer skills than those who score higher. And as adults, students who have taken this academic hit will probably see higher rates of unemployment, and the impact will probably be greater on students from poorer families and from students who are younger during the pandemic. The downstream effect of the loss in learning that occurred during the pandemic is that poorer communities may be struggling more in the future as they've seen greater losses in learning during the pandemic. This may end up contributing to more pronounced inequalities in society generally as the years go on.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Chapman. Ben, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.